Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at August 4, 2023. Please note that all links and emojis were removed from the content for a more fluent experience. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a Russian diplomat, SVR officer and first deputy permanent representative of Russia to the UN, Dmitry Alexeevich Polyansky, at Paul_un. He's best known for promoting Western, pro-Kremlin fake news blogs and individuals like at the Gray Zone News. Dima was previously stationed in Warsaw, from where he then moved on to work in New York to work under Vasily Nebenzia, the current permanent representative of Russia to the United Nations, and the man who had to announce the infamous Ukrainian combat mosquitoes. Now, before we move on, it's worth mentioning that Dima is actually an officer of SVR, Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service. He comes from the so-called PR or public relations line, so he's not exactly the James Bond of the agency, but he still has a lot of influence and power. 322. Now, there's nothing new at using agents as diplomats, and Russia has utilized this strategy since the days of the KGB. For example, in Finland, one-third of Russian embassy staff in Helsinki were intelligence agents, and a lot of them were expelled recently from the Nordic countries. He's relatively happily married, we'll get to that later, and his daughter, Anastasia, was married to a Georgian man. Now, Dima absolutely despises Georgians. Which is why he was extremely happy when his daughter and her Georgian husband decided to file for a divorce. So, Dima, allegedly, lives a happy life in Manhattan, New York, and apparently enjoys his life in the biggest NATO country out there, eating at the fanciest restaurants. At the same time, he's constantly trashing the oh-so-decadent West. Hypocrisy much? Often tweeting against the decadent West, it seems that Dima has also been corrupted by it. He's had intimate, extramarital relations with Lenka Hauskova White, aka at White Lenka, a former Sputnik journalist and model from the Czech Republic. Unfortunately, Dima and Lenka recently split up and he now has a new mistress from the office where he works at. They still like and comment on each other's tweets, though, which is kinda cute. We couldn't reach out to Dmitry's wife, Maria, for a comment on the matter. Polyansky seems to have his tentacles everywhere in the Western Vatnik space. His favorite outlet seems to be the Gray Zone blog, and he's appeared with the G's boys at Max Blumenthal and at Arrangemate on few occasions. Here he is denying any invasion before the war started. He's also appeared on Hinkle's The Dive, at Reed Alexandra's podcast, and even allegedly talked with Sarah Donbass Devushka Bills. She's a pathological liar, though, and everything she says should be taken with skepticism. I wouldn't be surprised if it was actually Dima who invited both Max and Aaron to speak at the United Nations Security Council on behalf of Russia. Actually, I'm gonna take this a step further, I wouldn't be surprised if Dima was the handler of these two in Hinkle. In general, Russia has turned United Nations Security Council into a circus, inviting pro-Kremlin grifters like Blumenthal and Mate to spread the Russian lies. Hell, they even invited Ray McGovern, who spent his 15 minutes of fame speaking German and singing peace songs. Considering how much the Gray Zone boys, Hinkle and Ritter, hate the deep state and the Western version of the three-letter agencies, they seem to have no problem in interacting with their Russian counterparts like the SVR. I guess we can also take a look at Dmitry's tweets and appearances, but the content is pretty much what you'd expect: Ukrainian Nazis, 8 years of shelling in Donbas, the corrupt and hypocritical West, Holodomor denial, mainstream media cannot be trusted, yada yada. Initially, Polyansky was certain that Russia wasn't going to attack and blamed the West for propaganda. Of course, this story has since changed from Russia won't invade Ukraine to NATO forced us to invade now that Putin's genocidal war in Ukraine is evident. Ironically, Dima's profile states that he rejects hate speech, lies and fake news, but that's pretty much the only thing you can find on his feed. He's shared content from citizen journalists and analysts like Hinkle, at My Lord Bebo, at Gonzalo Lira 1968 and at Narrative_Hole. Many of the people Dima follows have been featured on Vatnik Soup previously: Sonia van den Ende, Kim.com, David Sachs, Richard Z aka Trollstoy88, Nina Byzantina, Wyatt Reed. The whole thing is just absurd, considering he's a high-rank UN official. Dmitry loves talking about the Ukrainian Nazis, often citing journalists like Mate and Johnny Miller. Of course he knows that the neo-Nazi problem in Ukraine is mostly fabricated, and it's actually Russia that has a problem with Nazis. If we disregard the absurdity of the denazification conducted by actual Nazis, maybe Dima can answer this question: why were the Azov leaders exchanged for corrupt Ukrainian oligarch, Viktor Medvedchuk, during a prisoner exchange? It's almost like it was never about the denazification rather than about putting Putin's friends into power in Ukraine. Of course, most of us knew that already, which is why the whole Ukrainian Nazis narrative is being ridiculed all over social media. On July 14, 2023, Dima appeared on Maverick News together with elite war analyst and convicted sex criminal, Scott Ritter. The discussion revolved around NATO expansion, money laundering in Ukraine, evil Ukrainian Nazis, and how Zelensky let down the Ukrainians. To conclude, Polyansky is an SVR officer who keeps close contact with many of the Western Vatniks, probably even collaborating and coordinating together with them. This soup was brewed together with the fellas known as the Unintelligence Agency. All soups. Support my work.